USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
COVID vaccination rates have plateaued in the U.S. over the last few weeks, with just over 65% of American adults now having received at least one dose. That means President Biden's goal of 70% by July 4th is likely to be missed. Dr. Amesh Adalja says the key now is removing any obstacles to getting a shot. The infectious disease expert with Johns Hopkins University tells CBS News that the vaccines getting full FDA approval will also help combat hesitancy.
What we're seeing now is that we're hitting a wall, that people who wanted to get vaccinated largely have been vaccinated, and now it's a lot harder to get each additional dose into a person's arm. So what I think we need to do is make this more convenient, make it more easy, make it something that people can do wherever they are without having to make kind of appointments. It just has to meet people where they are, including door-to-door. We have to kind of remove any obstacle that a person can have.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Shekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce Silver Eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
Voters support more early voting. Tim Berg explains.
A new poll shows a majority of Americans support the ability to vote early, but also stricter ID laws. The Monmouth University poll shows more than 70% of people support making it easier for people to vote ahead of Election Day. That number jumps to 80% when it comes to people that support requiring a form of ID before a person can vote. Less than 20% thought early voting should be restricted and there should be no additional ID mandates. It comes as states are passing election reform laws after last November's election, and as the Senate takes up a bill that would set some federal standards for voting nationwide. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And Tokyo Olympic organizers announced Monday that a limited number of local fans will be allowed into venues when the games begin next month. Events will have a maximum capacity of 10,000, and officials left the option open to bar fans again if COVID cases rise. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergenauer with Charlie McCarthy.
If you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
COVID vaccination rates have plateaued in the U.S. over the last few weeks, with just over 65% of American adults having received at least one dose. That means President Biden's goal of 70% by July 4th is likely to be missed. Dr. Amesh Adalja says the key now is removing any obstacles to getting a shot. The infectious disease expert with Johns Hopkins University tells CBS News that the vaccines getting full FDA approval will also help combat hesitancy.
What we're seeing now is that we're hitting a wall, that people who wanted to get vaccinated largely have been vaccinated, and now it's a lot harder to get each additional dose into a person's arm. So what I think we need to do is make this more convenient, make it more easy, make it something that people can do wherever they are without having to make kind of appointments. It just has to meet people where they are, including door-to-door. We have to kind of remove any obstacle that a person can have. And I also think that when these vaccines get full FDA approval, you'll remove one talking point from the vaccine hesitancy crowd, and you'll start to see more businesses be comfortable requiring that amongst employees. So I do think we're going to get higher rates, but it's going to be very difficult to do so.
And the U.S., European Union, Canada, and the U.K. announced new sanctions on several senior officials in Belarus. The sanctions coming in response to the Lukashenko regime's use of a fake terrorist plot to justify ordering a commercial airliner that was flying through Belarusian airspace to land to allow them to arrest a dissident journalist and his girlfriend who were aboard the plane. EU officials are expected to announce more economic sanctions against the Belarusian president later this week. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.